You're listening to Minnesota Public Radio News. I'm Tom Cran in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom at 6:44, and we have a breaking story to pass on to you. There has been a major bridge collapse in Minneapolis on one of the most well-traveled thoroughfares in the Twin Cities metro. The freeway bridge over the Mississippi River in Minneapolis has collapsed, and it's sent many cars into the water. We're talking about the entire span of the 35W bridge. The 35W bridge near University Avenue collapsed at about 6:05 this evening. That is where the freeway crosses the river near University Avenue. Tons of concrete have collapsed. People are injured. Survivors are being carried up the riverbank. According to live television pictures, there are a lot of twisted metal and some cars that appear to be both in the river, one truck on fire, and then the debris of the bridge as well being shown live on television pictures. Some people stranded on parts of the bridge that aren't completely in the water. Earlier, a tractor trailer was on fire at the collapse scene. Smoke can be seen coming from the collapsed part of the bridge as well. Workers were said to be resurfacing part of that bridge earlier, and the details here are sketchy because this has just happened within the past half hour or so. But our own Kathy Werzer is there, very close to the scene in Minneapolis, has been by there. And Kathy, can you hear me?
I can, Tom. Thanks. I'm on Southeast 4th Street, about two blocks off of the accident site. And I'm surrounded by news crews and a number of emergency vehicles from Roseville, Lake Johanna, New Brighton. A number of suburbs are sending in crews, boats, rescue boats, that kind of thing. They're trying to get to the river and launch to get some of the victims that are evidently still in the river. It's really hard to tell from my vantage point because I'm about two blocks away. I'm looking south at this point. Billowing smoke, as you mentioned, from this fire, the tractor trailer on fire, and it is just a mozzie around here. U of M police are attempting to direct traffic, but where I am, which is just off of Dinkytown, streets are clogged. Traffic, as you might imagine, is just a mess. People are running back and forth, crying. One woman said that she saw at least 20 cars in the river. Of course, that's just, you know, obviously third hand. I haven't seen it myself.
Sure.
So
yeah, yeah.
I'm hoping to get close and call you back.
All right, Kathy, and please be safe and let us know what's going on. Can you see or tell at this point how much of Interstate 35W is closed? I imagine it's closed in both directions now through much of downtown Minneapolis. Can you tell which way they're diverting, or is anything like that going on?
You know, I came in once, I was kind of in the general area here, so I came down University Avenue, and obviously traffic in both directions on 35W is closed, clearly.
Yeah,
you can get as far as Stinson Boulevard to the south.
Okay.
I should say this is going to be to the north, I guess.
Right.
And then I have no idea what's happening to the south, to be honest with you.
Right,
I see. Obviously, we have a number of officers here who are really at this end trying to direct traffic because it is just such a mess, and they're trying to get these emergency vehicles through and to the river, and I wish them luck because it really is a difficult situation here.
And from where you are, can you see how much of the bridge has actually collapsed or what it looks like? Because it's a familiar landmark to all of us in the Twin Cities. What does it look like?
Pretend, if you would, that you were on 35W driving into Minneapolis, therefore you would be heading south. And from what I see at this point, the road itself kind of dips down and then kind of comes up. The problem is it's not coming up. It's not there,
if you get
my drift.
Yeah.
So I can't, I'm, again, not close enough to really see the damage at this point, nor my colleagues, of course, from television stations are all up in the air at this point. You can probably hear the helicopters in the background.
Exactly.
They
obviously
have a bird's-eye view of the situation down below in the river. But, you know, you cannot see. There's no road in front of you, in other words. And so it's presumably all gone.
Yeah, it's presumably all gone. And no word at this point of any injuries or casualties that you've heard so far.
I'm sorry, no.
Yeah.
I just saw there was a gentleman that was just right behind me, and he had a bandage over his head, and he was being led by two emergency EMTs. And they're coming up from this area a couple blocks away. So I really don't have a clue in terms of numbers or anything like that. Presumably,
so early.
pretty horrible situation.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very well-traveled part of the Twin Cities infrastructure. Kathy Werzer, thank you very much for reporting live for us, and we'll check in with you once again as we have more information. Thank you, Kathy.
Will do. Thanks, Tom.
Kathy Werzer reporting live from Minneapolis for us tonight. If you're just tuning in to Minnesota Public Radio News, a quick update of what we're talking about, and that is a major stretch of Twin Cities roadway, the bridge from 35W over the Mississippi River, has collapsed, actually, and that is the span of 35W across the river near University Avenue, and details still very sketchy in all this. Stay tuned to Minnesota Public Radio News for further coverage as we get more information for you.